Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We return now to the top story of the morning, President Obama's executive action aimed at helping more immigrants gain legal status, which he'll sign today in Las Vegas. In the live nationwide address from the White House last night, the president said this to undocumented residents.
If you've been in America for more than 5 years, if you have children who are American citizens or legal residents, if you register, pass a criminal background check, and you're willing to pay your fair share of taxes, you'll be able to apply to stay in this country temporarily without fear of deportation. You can come out of the shadows and get right with the law.
The president's words were closely followed by people across the country last night, including here in Massachusetts, in private homes and public watch parties. WBUR's Asma Khalid was at one event in the Student Immigration Movement office in downtown Boston, and she joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what the mood was like as everyone was watching the president last night.
I'll say that it was rather somber, and it was a mixed group of immigrants. Some were citizens, some were undocumented, and some were sort of in this in limbo status, which is deferred action for childhood arrivals. You might recall this is the previous executive order that the president delivered a little more than 2 years ago that offered a temporary legal status for some kids who were brought to the U.S. by their parents. And the mood was really not jubilant. I think people were sort of unclear about exactly what the president's action will mean for them personally. There were tears. Some of those tears were moments of happiness, but also some tears were a sign of disappointment. One woman I spoke to, Marisela Aguilar-Monroy, she's a grad student at Brandeis University, said that it was a bittersweet moment.
Well, I'm just really personally happy for my specific family circumstance, but this is clearly like crumbs of a much larger cake that we are not getting and that we are going to keep fighting for.
So one of Monroy's siblings is a U.S. citizen. So according to the president's words last night, her mother would qualify. And she was so happy. She said that her mother hasn't been able to go and visit her sick grandma in Mexico for years. This will allow her an opportunity to leave the country without fear of deportation. But as you could also hear in Monroy's words, there's a sense that the president didn't go far enough.
Well, the estimate is the president's changes will affect about 5 million people, but there are more than twice that number of undocumented immigrants in the country right now, and at least a few were with you last night at the watch party. What did they tell you?
That's right. There are a lot of people for whom the president's actions mean nothing. They'll technically remain as they are, undocumented. And the big group of people that I think were disappointed were these DACA recipients. These are the deferred action for childhood arrivals. Their parents will not receive any sort of temporary legal status. And one such story is Veronica Gomez from Everett. Her son does have this deferred action status, but she herself is an undocumented immigrant in Everett who runs her own house cleaning business, and she's not going to benefit from the president's plan, but she still thinks it's a good start.
I cannot say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not included, I'm mad, I'm going to blame this or that person. I don't think this way. I think someday all of us that is able to get a citizenship will get it. Have to be positive.
That's an interesting reaction. What did people tell you about the various requirements that the president laid out for temporary protection from deportation, Asma?
Well, Bob, I didn't hear a lot of concern about the requirement that immigrants will have to go through a criminal background check and be willing to pay taxes. In fact, one woman that I spoke with last night acknowledged that many people don't realize she has been paying taxes. She has a tax ID number, even though she's not legally here. The big sticking point seemed to be the requirement that they have children who are U.S. citizens or legal residents. In other words, many of the people who received deferred action from the president in this previous executive order a couple of years ago, their parents will not be eligible. They are hoping that as President Obama takes his plan on the road today, he's in Nevada, that he'll be offering more specifics.
All right, more today from the president and more ahead. And WBUR's Asma Khalid will stay on this story. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.